Welcome back. 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Now, over this lockdown period, many of us have had things planned. It must have been a major birthday, 50, 60, 70 year old. You were going to have a big opskop. And because of lockdown, you've had to cancel. A very good friend of mine, Lenore, she was planning a huge 50th birthday party. It was actually the first weekend of lockdown. Got cancelled, unfortunately. People were celebrating wedding anniversaries, a major one, 35, 40 years, usually wants to have the family around. Not going to happen. Now, Lynn Aronson is a colleague of ours here at Cape Talk. She produces for several shows, and she's pretty good at what she does. And producers, in their nature, they like to plan, and they plan for the future. And making contingency plans is what they do if things fall through. But there's something that Lynn could not have prepared for. She was supposed to get married tomorrow. Dresses were bought. Venues were booked. I had my suit planned because I was going to go to that wedding. But then the coronavirus comes along and it dashes her and her fiancé Kolani's wedding plans. Lynn's on the line with us. I promised to keep it short because she said she may cry. Lynn?
Hi, Lester.
If we were not in a national lockdown, what would you have been doing tonight?
I would probably have been panicked and running around like a crazy person. Because it was going to be a morning wedding. The wedding was going to start at 10 o'clock. So it would have been hair. It would have been just a lot of things going on in the house. But instead, I'm on my way to bed. And yeah, that's life.
Are you guys going to do something tomorrow to, you know, remind yourselves that today would have been the day that you would have gotten married?
Yes, we're gonna do a little, I don't know. You can't even really call it a party because we're not allowed to have parties. But yeah, we're gonna get to spend the day together tomorrow. So that's the nice thing, I suppose.
What was it like hearing the rumblings of that we may go into a lockdown, not knowing exactly when, and then finding out lockdown? Well, the lockdown would have ended if all had gone well. Lockdown would have ended and you still would have had your wedding today. But lockdown was then extended and now there's several layers of lockdown. When did it hit to you that you guys weren't going to get married?
So I was hoping that it would stick to the 21 days, but my rational mind said that it's impossible.
Your journalistic mind said,
yeah. I thought it is impossible because we can't expect this thing to be under control in 21 days. Hmm. But I was, I suppose you could call it denial. And my fiance is the positive one between the two of us. And he was like, you know what? It's going to work out. And sometimes I was between angry and anxious and just, I was like, I've been in a foul mood for a long time.
I've heard stories of people who have driven with you and you are quite a cursor when things don't go your way in the car. So you swore a lot as you realized that your wedding day was not going to happen.
Yeah, no. Well, my cursing is reserved for my driving because sometimes I do have road rage. But it wasn't the case then because it sort of felt like I was on my period because I had all these emotions. And when they extended the lockdown, that's when I realized that I am probably not going to get married on the 8th of May. And I was angry and I was sad. And the thing that I was most angry about is because I had no one to direct my anger towards.
There's a bat in Wuhan who apparently excreted on a cage carrying a pangolin, and then that pangolin was taken somewhere else and maybe used in some sort of delicacy. And you could probably thank that bat.
Yeah, like if I find that bat out in the street, we might just get into a
It's overs for the bat. But you've obviously put some money down already. Wedding venues, you know, want their money quite early. Your dress also had to be planned and paid for. If you could let us know, how much have you put aside for the wedding already, and how much are you able to get back, especially from venues and drinks and caterers and things like that?
So our deposit for the venue was put down, and according to their policy, it's non-refundable. So that was 9,000 rand. We got that at a discount. But the venue, because this is something that you can't really make a, you can't plan for, and this is also a conversation we had, you can't plan for a pandemic. Like, how do you do that? So they gave us the option to just move the date, keep the deposit, but they move the date. But that's also difficult to determine because they gave us a preliminary date for September, but we don't know what
it rains in September. Eh?
Yeah. And I specifically said, I don't want to get married in September or August or when it gets, you know, you have preferences, and my heart was set on the 8th of May, but luckily, we got the quotes for the food, for the decor and whatnot. But we luckily, when the lockdown came into effect, we hadn't paid it yet. So I suppose that was lucky on our part.
Is Kolani there next to you?
He is.
I'd like to speak to him, Kolani Koyana, former colleague here at Prime Media ourselves. How are you doing, sir?
Good evening, Lester. I'm good. Thanks, and yourself.
How are you doing? You would have been a shackled man. Tomorrow, tonight would have been your last night. I hope the bachelor party wasn't planned for tonight.
You see, that's the thing, because sort of like everything went into a tailspin about two months ago. So there was no time to plan a bachelor party or anything like that. So I have to say, I was really looking forward to be a shackled man and give up my freedom, but that's not happening.
Have you guys thought of essentially eloping, just going to a court as soon as the municipal offices, the Home Affairs offices reopen, just getting it done and dusted, and on a later stage, you know, celebrating with friends and family?
That's exactly what the plan is. You have no idea whenever we see a minister has sent out new directives or new regulations, we go through them like crazy, because we're trying to see if, oh, are the courts open? Is Home Affairs now issuing certificates so that we can get it done, even if it's in front of two people or just our family, whatever it is that's allowed. And at the moment, is like she said, like Lynn said, is we've decided to keep our venue and the date so that we can celebrate with people like you, our friends, who will not be able to watch us getting married should Home Affairs or the courts be open for us to be able to do that. So we've decided to keep that, so like we'll be able to celebrate with our friends when the time allows.
I would love to see that, standing in the Home Affairs office in Barrack Street. Lynn in her dress, Kolani in his tux, the mouths covered with a face mask.
Oh, goodness.
And you may kiss the bride, and you would have to lift off your face mask. But as you do that, a law enforcement officer busts through the door and says, face masks. 100% of the time when you're outdoors.
Yeah, that's getting married in the time of COVID. Like, can't take any chances.
Who are the people who are feeling this most for you? Of course, your friends are pretty bummed. We love seeing our friends, you know, signify and solidify their love. But I'm sure your parents as well. You know, mommy's girl wants to see, mom wants to see a girl get married. There's a deep connection in parents wanting to finally see their kids, you know, go off to another part of their lifestyles. Whose parents are affected most by this?
I don't know. I
guess everyone.
Yeah, I think it's everyone, because I've had several conversations with my mother, and she is also of the view that we should, as soon as we get the opportunity, we should get married, and we can always have the big party at some other stage. And she was saying earlier, because the thing is, my uncle, he's a pastor, so he was going to officiate the wedding, and he lives in East London. So he won't be able to do the ceremony. So everyone is quite sad, but my mother is like, you need to do this as soon as possible, because yeah. And I speak to my future in-laws regularly, and even they are quite bummed that it's not happening tomorrow.
But you guys, you guys cohabitate already. You are doing everything that married couples or committed couples do already. What is it about the ring and signing that document that completes it for you?
I think it makes it official. And for me, from our side, is like, my family is quite, I don't say ultra traditional, so there would have been the lobola and other traditional ceremonies that would have happened. And it's actually crazy, because we had that conversation just before the, like, I think it was a week before the lockdown was announced, about how like my father and the uncles were supposed to go to Lynn's family and actually like have those negotiations. But because of lockdown and people not being able to travel for religious and cultural activities, they were not able to do that and finalize that. So so there's also that as well.
Well, Joy, Lynn, Kolani, I wish to be at that party. I don't care if it's going to be at the Home Affairs office in Barrack Street. I will be at an after party somewhere. And best of luck, guys. I'm really disappointed that your guys' preferred date of tomorrow is not transpiring, but we will get through this nonetheless. Lynn Aronson, Kolani Koyana there. Fiancés who were planning to get married tomorrow, and because of the lockdown, many people have had to cancel, postpone indefinitely many of the events.